You have the eye for benefit. You have an eye, the animal eye, looking for what is good for me. What is me? What is good to have? Beauty. Beauty is something which is beyond the superficial judgment. We know the source of beauty. Only thing we comprehend about God, the only thing we argue a lot, huh? We discuss, we make adjectives. This is a silly linguistic game. The real feeling is we feel God is beautiful. We cannot feel otherwise. When you believe in God, no matter how you describe it, it's beautiful. So the eye for beauty is the bomb. The eye could see the justice, truth, remember all that, right, correct, expectancy, and God. When you have the eye for that, you will find the beauty. Beauty is in essence of the four. Then Guru said, okay, look at you, that every day, all day long, your jhana, which is the source of life in you, is being ruined and damaged by the imagination. And the only thing that your intelligence is involved is from loss and gain and fear, you will ruin your spirit. Daily, because this is what animal thinks about, right? The benefit, the loss, the survival, that's it. What's in it for me? Yeah. Every day it happens to you. How do you feel in the evening? Exhausted. Then you sleep. They take you to another universe, which has nothing to do with this logic of yours. Then the next morning you wake up, you are repaired. You are in a better mood. You have the energy, but you forget. Then again, you give in to the animal desire, which is wanting some illusional needs. Because nowadays, we want something which doesn't exist even. We want it. We forget that there is the other side of the coin. I exist in my dream, right? That when you sleep, you feel good. Why? Because the one who slept is he who had hope of every vain fancy and holds parley with it. If I made any sense with that sentence. Anyhow, this is it. And let me tell you that even you ruin your dreams. Because in your dream, you always include, you bring in your dreams your animal desire. And when you wake up, you see you lost it in that one. When you are free to fly, could you fly? It depends. If you practice the flying, yes. If you have been in a cage and never experienced the flight, the first jump, you fall down. Flight is something that you should know. And a bird that is flying has a shadow, a flying running shadow, and you're following this one. You forget the right one. And he emphasized that, ladies and gentlemen, in the way, in the path, there is no other path than this. Jealousy. Because jealousy will make you lose the sight of beauty. Does it or does it not? Don't write it as I said, write it as you get it. Does it ruin jealousy, the state of beauty or not? State of beauty means you look at something and you say, ah, good. When you see something good in the hand of someone else, you say, oh, bad. So this good situation is bad to you. You react negative towards something beautiful just because it's not yours. That's how you lose it. Now Rumi is starting to say, okay, did I explain the jealousy well enough? This Vazir I'm talking about is the genetic descent of that jealousy. That's why this Vazir is that. He is the descendant of jealousy. Let's hear about this Vazir. Who's going to be tonight? No one volunteers. I have to go to these fellows only. Volunteer to make a mistake. Let us have fun a little bit. You start tonight. No, this one. You start.
Okay, tell me where to start.
Explanation of the envy of the vizier in my book 437, but in the other book I'm not sure.
This one 39.
Yeah.
439.
The next page.
It is. You know, I prefer that someone volunteers at least, because this is the only way I'm ready to really hear your voice. Otherwise, I would quiet you down. So, use the opportunity.
I missed all that.
Good. Read.
Explanation of the envy of the vizier. That petty vizier had his origin from envy, so that for vanity he gave to the wind his ears and his nose.
So he cannot listen anymore? And he cannot even smell it. Yes.
In the hope that by the sting of envy his venom might enter the souls of the poor. Anyone who from envy mutilates his nose makes himself without ear and without nose. The nose is that which catches.
Excuse me, but did it make sense this one? Because it didn't to me. One of the words used here is misinterpreted. The word bini in Persian language has two meanings. One is the nose, okay? The other one is the vision. Binesh is looking at. And Rumi is playing with this word. He will say the one who makes his vision from jealousy, the way of looking at things is jealousy, then he will ruin his ear and nose. And again in Persian rhyming, the first bini and the second is bini. This is beautiful to them to use it like this. And the konad is the repeating rhyme. So the first one is ends bini konad, the other one bini konad. But these are two different meanings of bini. The first one is the way to see the things, your point of view. That's bini, the first bini. The second one is the nose, poetry. So, the one whose vision is made of jealousy, he has no nose and no ears.